Hello, I'm here with my grandmother, about to do a short interview, and now she will quickly introduce herself.
I'm Ashley, grandmother Lucilla. I was born in Lynchburg, South Carolina. It's a small town. I was raised in the country on a farm, and I moved to Philly after high school at the age of 17, alone.
Okay, first question. How would you explain your hardships during the civil rights movement or any other discriminating occasions?
Well, I would describe it in it was more of a mentally way than physically. We weren't allowed to eat at certain places, and we would have to go to the back of the establishment to order a sandwich or order our food. We couldn't go inside. So that was hardship right there. To me, mentally.
And did you ever try to fight back?
Well, you know, fighting back, that covers a whole lot. But I never thought about that. It was just a way of life.
Did any of these experiences make you want to harm yourself?
I couldn't hear that because he was stomping down the street.
Did any of these experiences ever make you want to harm yourself?
No, never. It just, that experience just caused me to want to change my way of life and improve myself.
So, how did you hide or show your emotions? In other words, like, how did you deal with things?
What did I say I was going to say to that one, actually? Troy, how much would I have for that one? How did I deal with it?
How did you deal with your emotions?
Yeah.
Were I reading? Didn't you used to read a lot?
Oh, how did I deal? Oh, yeah. Oh, how did I deal with my emotions? Well, I've read a lot of books about places that I never dreamed that I would ever visit. So I mostly buried myself in books reading about a better life.
So that's how you hid your emotions. So you never showed your emotions?
Not really.
Okay, now, what was your typical schedule like as a worker?
Well, as a worker, I first started working. Well, raised on a farm, you start working early. But my first official job was in high school, ninth grade. I worked in the office from ninth grade through 12th grade, and this helped me to pay my way through school. And then, in 1962, at the age of 17, I moved to Philadelphia. And I got a job working in the hospital kitchen, and I was making $1 an hour.
Why did you decide to move to Philadelphia?
Because at that time, if you didn't have transportation, there wasn't no way to get, it wasn't no job, really, for us down there. It was just farm work, in fact, most of the farm work, our housework in 62.
And you said you got paid $1 an hour. Was that normal for African Americans, or was that something like, how would you describe how you guys got paid maybe to how the whites got paid?
Well, to be honest, making $1 an hour, it was basically black working in the kitchen where I work, and we all made primarily the same thing at that time. So I don't know.
Okay. Did you always follow all of the laws, or like, did you always obey your authority?
Well, most of the time. If I thought I was right, I stood up for it, and even if it meant some type of punishment, I still believe if I'm right, I'm right, no matter who say I'm wrong.
Understood. Now, do you feel like you have accomplished anything as a person, or do you feel like we have accomplished anything as an African-American society?
Well, as a person, I would say I have accomplished a lot when you look back where I came from the cotton field, from a farm, picking cotton, harvesting tobacco and whatever else we grew. And from there, I went on to work in the hospital kitchen. From there, a file clerk for a company, and finally becoming an accountant for the company, at the company.
Now, what about African American as a society? What do you feel like we've accomplished?
Well, we have accomplished a lot of stuff. I feel we are able to vote, and we're able to voice voice our opinion about different things. We have a black president. That's a great improvement right there. When you think about years ago, I never thought I would live to see a black president.
Do you think racism is over?
Repeat that.
Do you think racism is over?
Well, it depends. There's all type of racism, I believe. Discrimination, it's all types. So in my belief, there are always going to be some type.
Now, can you tell about an experience you've had, if any, where you were discriminated because of your race?
Well, I have, like I said before, I have went into a restaurant, sit down, and they wouldn't serve us. And because of the race, they walked by and like we didn't exist. And we just was totally ignored and just wasn't served.
Okay, last question to wrap things up. Did you ever see yourself here today?
As a young girl growing up in the South, no. I thought sure we would have been. No, I just don't see. I didn't see myself here today.
And why is that?
Because of the way of life back then, in the 50s and 60s.
So what did you think was going to happen? Like, where did you see yourself?
Well, that I never picture myself anywhere. I don't know. Wait a minute. Back. I'll see you didn't ask that question. Back for a bit. Well, I see myself the other day because I just thought that oh my God, I don't know actually.
Well, when you say no, is there a particular reason why you say no? Or you just thought you wouldn't make it past everything that was going on?
Everything that was going on in the way it just was so much going on back then. You just didn't see yourself making it. Some people didn't see yourself making it, and I was one of them.
Okay. Well, that's all for today. Thank you for your time.
You're welcome. I hope I've been some help.